You're welcome to remain standing for the reading of the gospel that comes from John's gospel, chapter 14, the first 14 verses. And as John captures Jesus with his disciples, we note that this is a conversation that begins Jesus sharing with his disciples that he will be leaving as he moves towards the cross and then soon ascends. This finds us in this season of Easter in its transition point as well as we look towards the ascension into heaven and the Spirit being upon God's people to continue the work of Christ here and now. So hear these words from John's Gospel, chapter 14. These words of Jesus. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. My Father's house has plenty of room. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. And Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? And Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. And Jesus answered, Don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Truly, very truly, I tell you, all who have faith in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. The Gospel of Jesus Christ. Will you join me in prayer? Risen Christ, you prepare a place for us and invite us to live into acting out these greater things. Draw us more deeply into yourself through scripture read, water splashed, bread broken, wine poured, so that when our hearts are troubled, we will know you more completely as the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. Rocks are everywhere. One of our favorites as a family is to comb the beach. For some, finding that perfect skipping rock that is left only to the handler to see if that will glide across the water or just tumble end for end and sink to the bottom. Or for looking through the beach and combing for and adding to a collection that we have in our house of heart-shaped rocks. And we all have rocks possibly surrounding our home as a way of decoration. Rocks used as we travel along the hillside in Duluth, not only to be a guardrail on Skyline Drive, but as we look towards the homes as well that are built with either this blue stone, this granite from this area as a very solid foundation. One of my favorites is to lay on the edge of the water on a nice warm rock next to the lake and let the sun warm me up after being in the cold water. or that fear you might have if you have ever been skiing, whether downhill or cross country, and just, is there a rock that's hidden underneath the snow that's going to take out my skis, or worse, me? Or one morning a few years back when I walked out to my vehicle to find the window broken and a rock sitting inside. As we look through the scriptures that were read this morning, there's a common thread that gets pulled through as we hear these read. The beginning part in Psalm 31, as we have that allusion to that in our call to worship, which goes on to read that God is our sure foundation, our refuge, our strong rock. Or the early church, as we hear about, as it's just being formed, as Stephen has been set apart with others to provide care to those widows and orphans and those out on the margins, and he is confronted by the temple, and he speaks truth to them about who Christ is, and is killed by stones. Or as we hear from 1 Peter about these living stones, the living stone that is Jesus, and us to be living stones as well, and how Jesus, in this gospel lesson, shares about going, preparing, and building a place. These threads of stones and dwellings and being built up and a refuge of who God is in front of us this morning and speaks to those that might be on the fringe or in the midst of some significant change, that forming is always taking place, whether it's something that's in the early church and that's something that's being formed and shaped and following the ways of Christ, or to the disciples as they hear these words of a Jesus that's departing, and that forming and changing is imminent, that something about is about to happen and take shape in their own lives, and there's change that is coming, or in our own lives where we feel that we too are amidst change. It's probably notable that Peter, as he writes to his community, enjoys using the word stone, or using the metaphor as stone, for the name Peter in itself means rock. He was Simon, as we remember, as we read in the Gospels, until Jesus changed his name after he declared Jesus the Messiah. And Jesus said, upon that statement of Jesus being the Messiah, the foundation of the church will be built, and you will be known as the rock, as the Peter. And so Peter, gathering maybe that own namesake of himself and sharing that with the way that he writes, likes to grab on to that and speaks about a foundation upon which the church being built. Peter reminds that Jesus is the living stone, the one that fulfills Scripture, the one that is the cornerstone, a stone that is chosen by the builder for the purpose of a good, solid foundation, to establish a full building. Those rocks that are just formed so perfectly for a 90 degrees that it doesn't just set in place for building a wall, but to set a corner so another wall can be added, and another wall can be added, and it can be built up with a good, solid foundation that is true and right and form setting so that the structure can continue to be held upon this cornerstone. And Peter doesn't stop there. He points out that Christ, being the stone that is the foundation upon which God's kingdom is being built, can also be a stumbling block for those that like to go their own way. Maybe you have been hiking on a trail, looking at the flora and fauna and not noticing that underneath is that nice big rock that likes to grab the tip of your toe or your heel and send you sailing forward. There are moments as well where we want to go our own way, but finding that following can be a stumbling block. Because if we turn back and we follow, we find that that is the true way. But when we do it our own way, we stumble. As Peter writes to this community, finding its way in the world, Peter is also extending an invitation. I wonder if you caught it as he writes this letter. He has just called Jesus the living stone. And goes on to talk about Jesus being that cornerstone, the foundation, the one that is building us up. But that invitation that Peter gives to his community begins with him saying, come to him. This word of invitation, come to him. And Peter goes on, and be like living stones. Let yourselves be built into a spiritual house. We can choose to be the ideal skipping rocks or to bring joy to the finder of a heart rock. We can choose to build up, to be a resting place for those in need, or we can choose to break down, to destruct, whether it's thrown through a window of a vehicle or damage upon someone else, like Stephen received. Who we are invited to be and how we live that out as living stones is an invitation for us to follow Christ. The story of God highlighted in Scripture is one where we see God continuing to gather a people that would join into God's work, being companions and co-creators, an invitation to be a people that follow the living stone, which is Jesus, and to be living stones, imitators of Jesus in our own ways. The Bible is used to sharing the story of what God is doing in the world through metaphors, and we know them well because some of them, much like being a living stone, resonate well with how others have used metaphors well. I want you to be the body of Christ in the world, the hands and feet of Christ that move through the world and doing what God has done and started in Jesus Christ and bringing life and joy and healing and dignity to a world that is fractured and broken. Peter is inviting a community to move beyond just resting in the space of knowing that Jesus Christ is a living stone and then to just wait and pause for everything to be made right. Peter is saying, I am looking for you as well to be living stones, to continue to be built up, that you are continuing to be formed and shaped into the image of God, and that you and your community that you are with, your church and all that you are, is being built up as well. That we get to enter into and be creators with God, following the way of Christ. The work of God in Jesus is to continue this goodness and mercy that God is all about, to remind us that we are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people. These words of mercy that are shared, these words of being chosen and set apart, these are words of hope and encouragement to the community that Peter is writing to, because they are immediately on the heels of watching their own space, the temple in which they had worshipped, destroyed, all those stones cast down. The place that has been the center of their life is being changed. And Peter is reminding them that in Christ, that in you as well, being living stones, that you living out your own faith within the community are being built up into a whole new temple, a whole new place of worship, a whole new community that is for all people, Jews and Gentiles and all people and all nations are gathered into this one name and this one place, and we get to be a part of it. We get to go out into the world around us and live as though we are the body of Christ, as we are the living stones, that Christ has given us the map of what that looks like. And I've seen how our actions are like stones that are building up communities and giving life and making people feel seen and whole. here in Nurses Week, as we look upon those that continue to care for our minds and bodies and spirits through the presence, through touch, through the medical care, through the work that they do in the hospitals, through the work that you do, Pam, endlessly of giving care to people, or are here in the church as I pop in, cleaning certain areas or corners that nobody knows about. That is an act of being a living stone. Maybe it's those bus stop visits that we have, or riding on the Stride bus and having conversations with people, meeting outside of Midtown Manor and providing coffee and cookies and, more importantly, conversation and a smile. It's a meal that's provided to the Bob Tavani House. It's the work of those that have been a part of Ruby's Pantry that continue to provide for people in need. It's the hospitality that's offered as guests come into First Covenant Church, walking through the doors here, and how we can give a smile and offer a word of conversation or reaching out in a time of need. These are all little acts of what living stones do, of continuing to build and form what the kingdom of God has always been about. As we look through back through the arc of history, the story of the church, the story of Israel, the story of God's continuing forming of people, we always see that the church, that those set apart by God for the sake of the world, have always been in transition, always been about change, always at work being built and formed, and recognizing that they are part on one hand, being built and being formed and part of the work in the world. Always working and growing and building and honing to become more like the presence of Christ. Maybe it's a gift to know that we have not already obtained it. Paul had a phrase on that. I've not already obtained this or been made perfect, but I press on. Learning and growing and being built as living stones into a spiritual house. Being open and within ourselves to know that we are being shaped, that we are always at work growing in our faith and understanding, but we get to live it out in the world around us. And this continues the thread of one of the most profound things that Jesus has said, one that has always stuck out to me, which is shared in the gospel lesson read this morning. And as Jesus is moving towards the cross, as his disciples have been walking alongside, seeing everything that he's done in healings, people blind or receiving sight, people that have not been able to walk or able to walk, people that have been on the outside and the margins of the community are brought in and sit at the table where Christ is. Jesus is flipping things upside down, and the disciples have been watching all along the way. But Jesus, in his departure, or it's getting ready to move in this conversation, he's saying, I am leaving. And they say, well, where are you going? Well, I'm going to prepare a place for you. Well, show us the way. Well, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And their eyes open a little bit more, and maybe starting to begin to grapple with this Jesus that's really, really leaving, and really setting the work upon those that are present there and the church that we are a part of now. Jesus says, you've seen the great works that I've done. And then goes on to say, but you will do even greater things than these. Isn't that astounding? Isn't that something that can catch us when we think about all the things that Jesus did and maybe that we can't quite live up to? And here it is, Jesus is saying, and you will do even greater things than these. That's what we're a part of. That's what we get to do as living stones. That's what we get to do as being the church within the world today, in following the living stone of doing greater things. So church, let's do greater things. Let's respond with actions and stones that build up. Let's look out into the world and see what ways we can enter in and provide hope in places that feel hopeless. How we can add texture and color and life to places that feel lifeless. And while we do this, we know that the path is not always smooth. Stephen knew that, experienced that in his own walk. The church knew that Peter was writing to, how hard it was. It can be a challenge, reminding us that transitions or change or being built up is tough. But let us rest well knowing that God is always our refuge, always making a place for us and inviting us into doing the greater things. Amen.